The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. News-ish is one part news and one part ish.
This is what I use. I don't use my brain. I use my mouth.
It's right there in the title. It's The Wally Show.
It was December 26th, so the day after Christmas, and two local Indiana men were looking for a good place to do some fishing. But it turned out they were actually going to be an answer to prayer. So coming up on a spot that they thought was going to be a good fishing spot, they looked over and they see a truck crushed beyond belief underneath the highway bridge. They slowly approach it, scared of what they're going to find. They move the deflated airbag out of the way and find a sleeping 27-year-old man by the name of Matt Room. Both men are shocked when Matt starts to stir. He's alive.
Wow.
And I mean, when you see pictures of the truck, you would think no one could live through something like that. Well, come to find out, Matt's truck had gone airborne off the highway and landed underneath the bridge just out of sight of passerbys. And he had been trapped sitting in that crushed truck of his for 6 days, surviving only on rainwater.
This is what I don't get. I saw the video of this. And okay, so 6 days he's been trapped there. Like, if you went missing, Rock, I would notice it pretty quickly and I might look for you after about four days. But no, I mean, I would know the next day, hey, you're not there. Let's retrace your steps.
Right, I agree.
Why did it take six days to find him?
Here's what's so crazy. So he had the wreck on December 20th. Okay. Got discovered on December 26th.
Oh, you missed Christmas.
So he missed Christmas. I did a little bit of recon.
Yeah.
Spying, whatever you want to call it, on his Facebook.
Sure.
He does have a family.
Yeah, okay.
So he spent Thanksgiving with his family. I'm not sure.
I mean,
were they
like, oh, is he at his girlfriend's family or something?
Maybe,
and didn't think about it?
But like I did say, when he hydroplaned or whatever off the road, he did land under the bridge and no one could have seen it because it was directly underneath the bridge.
Yeah, that's
so
crazy.
I don't know. Maybe they didn't know where to look. First responders, though, were able to rescue Matt from the mangled mess. And after getting him to the hospital, they realized one of his legs was so badly injured, it was going to need to be amputated. But all in all, Matt is doing well. He's thankful for the two fishermen that just happened to stumble upon him. And he's having to learn how to walk again, but he's just thankful to be alive.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, he could have died from bleeding. You know, he
could have,
I mean, 6 days without food is not easy to do.
Right. And I'm thinking too, like, where was his phone? But maybe in the mess, it just.
Yeah.
It went so he couldn't reach it. I have no idea. I just can't imagine sitting under a bridge knowing it's Christmas.
Right.
And every day you keep waking up and you just have rainwater.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't even know how I would pass the time. Like, I get bored in 24 minutes. let alone a whole day. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. I literally would have gone crazy. That's how they would have found me. Because I wouldn't have known what to do with myself.
I wasn't even listening. I was listening to podcasts.
Uplifting WayFM. This is The Wally Show. And every day after we get off the air and we finish the regular show, we sit right here, we park it, and we do our podcast every day with original content that we didn't do on the show. We hold some stuff back for that too. And sometimes it's because it's longer form stuff or it's things that happen in the midst of the show and things like that.
But if you want to catch it, TWS is what you need to text to 91979. Let me say that again. TWS, that stands for The Wally Show. TWS to 91979, and we will send you a link.
So we were discussing surgeries for our pets, and my cat Sasha recently had to have a bump removed from her tail.
Aww.
And she had to wear a cone, and she was so sad and
so
depressed.
Sad.
It broke my heart. And so this conversation led to one about Gavin taking his dog to the vet and probably having to be coned as well. But then you got your other dog that won't have a cone.
Theoretically, I'm like, maybe I'll pay $20. Just get him a cone.
Yeah, cone him
Show
too.
Show him what's up. Yeah. And then you had a great ending to that story.
Cone your wife. So then basically, your wife Haley has a cone, Ellie has a cone, Jasper has a cone. You are the alpha male now in that
absolutely.
House.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've never done that before.
The only way he could beat one.
Yeah, exactly. You're running the show. You're running the show. And then that way everyone knows that man's in charge. He coned his wife. That's not easy to do because we thought she was the boss. So there you go. Just an example of the show.
TWS to 91979. That's TWS to 91979.
Real quick, Gavin, did you try coning her?
Well, I was going to say, I went on Amazon, and if you type in human-sized cones, it doesn't come up with anything.
There's a reason for that, yes.
Why are we wasting our time with these old people anyway?
Did you just call me old?
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It's time for you to win a prize. Congratulations, but you got to do a little work first. It's not too hard. It's Famous Ages. It's a game where we take up people that are celebrities or in the news, well-known personalities, and we try to stump each other with how old they are. Then we'll reveal their actual age. If you can write down the ages of all the people when it's revealed their actual age and then add it together, you can win a prize. It's literally just that simple. All you have to do is listen. Betty Rock always contends that I have options and things like that. So she wants me to go first.
Yes, because depending on how well you're doing, because it's a golf score situation.
Right.
So depending on how well you do with the celebrity, either I or Gavin put up, you determine which celebrity you're going to go with. And I don't think that's fair. So
that's not what happens, but it's okay. I walk you through my thought process of who I chose.
No, I don't believe it.
Okay, so you want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay, I am going to put up because I'd seen an article about this. It's still a sad story going on in Ukraine. With the war in Ukraine still going on. You know, there's a lot of talk of, you know, Russia and things like that.
Taking a serious turn.
Yeah, I am taking a serious turn.
Isn't this supposed to be fun?
Well, no, but still, it's a well-known person. The president of Ukraine, Zelensky. President Zelensky. How old is he?
Is he the guy that's always with Biden and, like, shaking hands and stuff?
Exactly. 100%. Mm. So how old is the president of Ukraine? Get your guesses down. Gavin, you good?
Yeah, I think I'll go.
I'm good.
Okay, Gavin, go.
I think he's actually pretty young.
Okay.
I think he's 49.
Okay, Betty Rock, what'd you say?
I went close. I was 51.
Okay. 51. Okay.
I thought about that.
One of you is pretty close, actually, and that would be young Gavin today. He's only 45.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah.
I thought I was overshooting.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he's 45. Can you? And, like, the guy he's battling, Putin is 71. Yeah. And then, like, all of our leaders are Biden's
80-something. Too old.
8,000? I don't know.
8,000.
Okay, so don't get sidetracked by those things. Just write down the age of President Zelensky at 45, his actual age. And then we got two more to go. We'll do that in 10 minutes here. If you can add their ages together, you can win a prize. So now, Betty Rock, it is your turn. What do you want to go with?
Who I'm going up? With, and I got a feeling Gavin's not going to even know where to begin with this one.
Okay.
Melissa Gilbert, half pint from Little House
gracious.
On the Prairie.
I am so upset right now because when you said you had audio earlier when we were preparing for the show, you had played me a video of Elon Musk and the Panther thing. Uh-huh. I thought 1,000,000% you went with Elon Musk because
and you looked it up?
I looked it up. I was like, okay, she wants me to go first. Great, this will play out better for me. I'm going to nail this thing. And then you go with stinking half pint.
You've got to wake up pretty early in the morning. Her name is Melissa Gilbert.
All right.
So, Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, obviously, and I just saw a thing with her the other day, actually.
What year do you think Melissa Gilbert was... Like, what year do you think Little House on the Prairie was a big deal?
We watched a little bit of House on the Prairie when I was in grade school, from what I remember. I would guess maybe 60s or 70s.
Okay, so what age do you think she is now?
What's half? Is she? Was she
that's her nickname.
Was she a kid? On
yeah,
the show?
She's the middle kid.
Yeah.
Okay, that's helpful. So if you go with.
I'm fluctuating between two numbers.
I'm ready to.
All right, go.
I'm ready to go.
I'm going to pick my number. I'm going to circle it so you know it's the one I'm going with.
Do you want me to go?
No, I want to uncircle it.
No, what is it? Say it.
No, Gavin, go.
Okay, I'll go first. I think if it's a 70s show,
that's
50 years ago.
Yeah.
And she was a kid. I'm going to just go with 58.
58. Okay. I was vacillating between 71 and 68.
Oh, no.
And I thought about doing 61, but I ended up circling 68.
Okay. That's my 68. Yeah. Okay. Well, one of you is only 1 year off.
Oh, I hope it's me, but it's probably Gavin.
He's having a good day. The other one of you is only 11 years off. She is 59.
No.
Wally took himself out.
Because I was thinking she was close to my age, but then I always get fooled by that. And I'm like, well, she's old. Because when I was watching it, I was probably about her age.
Yep. 59.
Dadgummit.
Wow.
All right. Well, she looks worse. No, I'm just kidding.
That's tough.
I'm just kidding. I thought she was older. I saw a picture the other day. Oh. Okay. Gavin, go ahead. Okay. This is pointless.
I know.
I'm still kind of in.
No, I think right now, Betty's
in the lead. No, Gavin's in the lead.
I'm in the lead. Okay, here. So I'll go with this. So my person is Jennifer Coolidge. I picked her I picked her because you have a friend named Kelsey, Betty.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And for some reason in my head, every time I hear, because she'll send you voice messages, she's got the funniest voice and shtick in the world.
She sounds like Jennifer Coolidge?
She sounds like a young version of Jennifer Coolidge.
Tell me who Jennifer Coolidge is.
Oh,
what's she been in?
Cinderella Story.
She's that actress that goes like this.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Looks like she's got such
And she plays the same character every time.
She was the stepmom in Cinderella Story.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
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 Okay, I got my answer.
I got my guess down. Betty Rock, go.
63.
I said 65 and a half.
No, you can't do a half.
65.
Okay, she is 62 years old.
Oh!
Which means, let me see here. 62. Let's do some math here.
Oh, dang it.
Gavin, still for the win. Guys, win today.
Let's go.
No, you lost. You lost big time, Wally.
Boys rule, girls rule.
I came in second. You're in third,
loser. A lot, too. I did not do well. All right, so here's your job now. If you want to win a prize, very simple. You just have to tell us how old, when you add all these ages together, Melissa Gilbert, Jennifer Coolidge, and the first person that I put up, if you put all of their ages together, their actual ages, tell us how old they are, what that adds up to, and you can win a prize. Let me give you the other number that matters, the phone number. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM.
Why are we wasting our time with these old people anyway?
Did you just call me old?
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Carissa, thank you so much for joining us for Famous Ages, the place where you can win a prize right now. If you can tell us the ages of Melissa Gilbert, Jennifer Coolidge, and President Zelensky from Ukraine, what their actual ages are that we revealed added together, what does that come out to?
166
is absolutely right. Yay! Nicely done. Was there anybody on this list that surprised you with their age?
Half Pint
being 59. Yeah, I was off on that one. I had her at 68. I clocked her in at over 60.
Yeah, I would have clocked her a little bit older, too.
See, I wasn't crazy. I mean, like, it's frustrating.
Well, you're a little. Well, Carissa, what we like to do is also try and guess the age of the caller. So that's you. What's our leading question, Wally?
The leading question for today is, how old are you?
No.
I need all the help I can get, and I get to go first.
Okay, I've got one. What was your first car?
Ford Festiva.
Okay, now this is tricky because, like, my first car was a 1976 Rabbit, but I could have bought that, you know, in the 80s, which I did.
Right.
But it was an older car because it's all I could afford.
So a Ford what?
Festiva.
Festiva. Is that like an older car?
It's a little car.
It's a little car.
Yeah, it's a little car.
What year would you say that
came out? I'm not going to tell you.
No,
I don't even have a guess. I know, and you were so happy when you won the first round of this.
Okay, I'm just going to go with 43.
Okay, I went with Festiva, a little younger than me. I'm going to go 48.
One of you is over. The other one's only 3 years off.
Oh.
I must be over.
I'm 46.
Ah!
Yes!
But I was closer, so there you go.
Well, yay for you.
Jeez. Well, Carissa, we really appreciate you being on the show with us today and playing along, and thanks for being a delight, and we're going to hook you up with the prize because you are a winner.
Woo! Thank you.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of. But instead, I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
When you say that glass is half full,
instead of just being half full,
or is it half empty?
We'll top off your glass. It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
Headline: Walmart experiments with AI to enhance customer shopping experiences. Ooh. And talks more about drone delivery. What? Am I alone in thinking that this sounds more like something Target would do? You know, they're kind of old money. I don't picture Walmart like getting into the drone game.
Yeah, or it's going to be like a drone with really squeaky...
one wheel, yeah. One rudder, yeah. That just
they're
won't
like,
work.
Oh, that's a Walmart drone. That ain't a Target drone.
It's funny you mention that, because yeah, my carts at Target are always good. My carts at Publix... Oh, my carts at Publix are like driving a Lexus.
They're the best.
Like, they're always so good.
They're so cool.
But you pay for that. But then my Walmart cart, I can go through 7 carts in the little bin there to find one with a wheel that doesn't wobble.
I agree.
And by the end, I finally just give in. My wife's like, why don't you go look for another one? I'm like, it's pointless. And so I just gang all over the store. Though they did announce that they are going to be expanding their drone delivery to 1.8 million people in DFW later this year. Drones aren't new to Walmart. They have already completed 20,000 drone deliveries across the state.
I just can't picture, like, I can't picture drones just flying around in the air and dropping packages off. I did see one on TikTok recently where that's exactly what happened. It was the weirdest thing.
I'm just curious. I'm still talking about Walmart. I just want to be very clear in case you missed that. Like, has anyone ever been delivered anything by a drone? I mean, we're on in DFW. I would love to hear about that. But honestly, again, Walmart. So Walmart executives said that no other rival has gotten close to their drone concentration of households in a big market. So they're leading the industry in drone delivery.
Those are fighting words for Jeff Bezos.
I know. Walmart, again, there's more, though. They gave a glimpse into home replenishment, where they want to use AI to learn your shopping habits and then help keep your, you know, pantries and grocery and fridge stocked with the groceries that you like. And so I'm like, okay, a little scary, but kind of cool. They do this with ink, too. You know how expensive ink is for your printer?
And what
a pain it is. It always runs out when you don't need it. Mm-hmm. It will sense that it's running low, and then it tells the company, and then they just mail you new ink.
So weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually not a bad idea, but let me check my notes here one more time. Drones, lots of deliveries.
Walmart.
Yeah. It is Walmart. And I would definitely try a drone delivery for them. I think I would order a drone and have a drone deliver it, because I just like the irony of that. So test it out. If you're in DFW, test it out and let us know how it works.
If you love the music on Way FM,
this is probably like my favorite.
But have heard a new song and want to know more, here's what's new on Way with Betty Rock.
With What's New on Way, we like to focus on a new song hitting the charts and talk about the story behind it. This week, we have Lauren Daigle. She's become a well-known Christian act with hits like this one.
I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you.
And so now we got some new stuff.
Yeah, this one's a bit slow, definitely, compared to what she's just released. She's got a new song out from her latest album, and it's called These Are the Days.
This one had to grow on me a little bit. It took me a minute because it was like so different. But yeah, it's really hooky and catchy, and I like it.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't sound like your typical CCM song.
Right.
It's a bit more upbeat, but there's a reason for all that upbeatness, all that joy you hear. Daigle wrote the song based on the joy we're going to feel as Christians once Jesus comes back. So it can be hard to imagine. I know we've had this conversation before, Wally, where you're spending eternity in heaven and you're like, are we just going to be playing harps on
right.
clouds? Are we worshiping God? But the thing is I believe that once we get to heaven, it's going to be like you picture that perfect day that you've already experienced in this life here on earth or that perfect place that you just love going to. It's going to be like that.
Times a billion, probably.
Yeah, exactly. When we're surrounded by the things that we love and adore. So it's important to think about those days, especially when we're fighting in a broken world on a daily basis. But Daigle hopes this song, These Are the Days, will remind you that it's not over and it's not finished. So if you're going through something difficult, this is not the end. And at some point, we will get to experience true peace once we're in heaven. The days we're dreaming of.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know that was that's what that was about.
I didn't know either.
I love it. Well, there you go. And that is what's on way. It's new music from Lauren Daigle. You get to hear the whole thing. These are the days. Way FM.
People out there.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we love having guests on the show, and this is actually not a guest as much as it is family, and she just came in early today. She feels so good right now. It's Joy from Middays!
I'm coming back every day, whether you want me to or not.
See, like, Joy thinks that this is a hard room to work in. Like, she always is like, Betty, I feel sorry for you, girl, but now you see how great it is.
Well, I've only been here 5 minutes.
Well, you're still amazing.
Thank you so much.
You're such a light to be around.
Say that to Betty. She needs it,
too. If I could be around you every day more, this would be great.
Betty, this has turned. I'm sorry, girl.
I just want to go home.
You deserve better.
Here's the thing. Like, Joy, I heard her on her show doing a break about getting into a car accident. And, like, that's not fun. Family's all good?
Yes. Everybody is safe, which is great.
Okay. Like, now, walk me through a little bit of the accident.
Well, we were coming home from a 12-hour road trip visiting my family.
Not fun.
Decided we'd drive late at night so the kids would sleep. It's almost midnight, and we're just sitting at a red light 5 minutes from our house. We've almost made it, and someone just smashed into the back of us.
How bad was the damage?
It may be totaled.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are your kids good? Like,
they're
are they freaked
good,
out?
Maybe slightly traumatized, but we'll work through it.
You know what? That's life.
Exactly.
So I was hearing you talk about this, and then you had a really interesting perspective, or kind of a different perspective from your husband.
Well, my husband was super mad that we were almost home. After 12 hours on the road, 5 minutes down the road is when our car is almost totaled. And I said, thank God we were 5 minutes from home, because my brain goes, if we had been in Timbuktu and we got hit, we'd still be there. I have no idea how we'd get home, how we would get our car serviced or worked on. So I was really grateful for the way it happened.
See, I never would have thought of it from that perspective. I would have had Hunter's perspective of 5 minutes. We're just 5 minutes away. If you had gotten into the car when I asked you to 12 hours ago.
How did you know that's said?
Because
that was exactly
I just know.
Said.
Oh, we would have made it. And so I'm curious too, like Betty, where would you have landed on
this? Oh, I for sure would have been in Hunter's situation. I would have been like, 5 minutes. Like, if we could have just not waited right at this red light, we should have ran it and we could have made it.
Yeah, we should have run it, yes. See, that's the thing. Like, maybe, and that's just like the realist negative Nelly kind of talking from you and me.
But or, I think eventually I would have gotten to Joy's perspective, but it
but Joy started there.
I know.
That's what makes her great.
No.
Oh my word, I'm coming back all the time.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. But really, I think I played out in my brain all the other bad things that could have happened, and I thought, well, this is the least bad thing.
Right. Well, okay, this is what I want to talk about with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. It's 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show. So what was a time maybe in your marriage or your family or even at work that you had the same situation, but you and somebody else had two completely different perspectives on it? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We love having you on the show with us. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your call now. Has that ever happened to you?
So my mom got remarried, and my siblings fell in love with him amazingly, and they already started calling him dad, and I still don't trust the guy.
Oh, that's interesting. That's hard, man, too, because, you know, like, you want to be like them. Hey, I want to embrace this person and make everything, you know, have unity and be great, but there's something that's not sitting right with me. Now, is there something, like, legit not sitting right that you know, or is it just a feeling?
It's just a feeling, because from what I've seen, he's an amazing guy, at least so far.
You know what? Here's what I would tell you, and this is going to shock everybody that knows me. It's like, give him the benefit of the doubt first, because I always have to have people prove to me that they're worthy of my trust because I don't want to get burned, you know, kind of thing. And so maybe you would be better off. You would actually then not be the person that's causing dissension in the family because they might not understand where you're coming from and then they kind of blame you. And so you want to avoid that. And so maybe you just give him the benefit of the doubt till he proves me wrong, you know, and maybe you find out that, yeah, there isn't anything to be worried about. And I hope that that's the case for you guys because I've been in that situation in my own family, and I know how tough this is to navigate. Well, good luck to you, Daniel. Appreciate you being on the show with us, buddy.
Thanks, Wally.
Have you ever had that, Anna, with your husband?
Yeah, actually, at the beginning of the school year, I'm an elementary teacher, and we had a busing system fail, and so we were out of school for like the first week of school start, the supposed school start. And it just so happened that my father-in-law kind of unexpectedly passed away from COVID at the same time. My husband felt somewhat guilty, and he said, I'm so sorry, like, this is extra stress on you at the beginning of the year with school starting. And I said, no, this is, you know, the Lord providing a way for me to be off an extra week so that way we can grieve together and I could fully be there for my husband.
What's good about your story is you're both thinking of the other person, and that's the sign of a super healthy marriage.
Yes, we try.
TMI, my friends.
Also known as Today's Music Insider with Gavin.
We've been listening to some of the artists that we play here on Way FM, some for multiple decades. I can remember 20 years ago, 8-year-old Gavin listening to a rival radio station, hearing bands like Mercy Me and Casting Crowns and Jeremy Camp. But then I think it's interesting because you have bands like Kane, who I don't know if you've heard their new song anymore. I love this new one.
The mark of a great song is a song that sounds familiar. Yeah. Like you think like you've heard this for years, and that's what this song sounds like to me, and I really enjoy this song.
I love this one. And it's interesting because if you were to rewind 20 years of their, like they're a very young band. They just broke out onto the scene a few years ago. So you think back on them and they're probably closer to my age, so they're probably 8, 9, 10 years old. But it was actually kind of cool because on Kane's Instagram, they posted this video. It's an old home video of Taylor, one of the sisters in the band, singing at her church when she was just 10 years old.
I love this kind of stuff.
And I think she actually sounds really good.
Going falsetto on us at 10. Hitting the low note. There you go, little Taylor. That's pretty awesome.
You can see how, you know, a voice like that, and a passion for music, and talented siblings, you can see how that kind of transformed itself into a really, really good band these
days. Yeah, good for her. I have a video of my daughter I keep on my desktop that I've had for years. Because she's into, like, musical theater, and that's what she wants to do. But I've kept this one thing of her singing at a school talent show when I think she was 6. Just for this reason, like if she ever makes it, and then I can play the school talent show version, and it's cute as all get out.
I was gonna say, is it cute? Or is she like, you were like, oh, I see the potential here.
It was funny because she was so nervous, and she walked out, and she was doing this weird nervous thing with her lip. She was like smacking her lip. She's like,
it's so funny,
but she's like, I will praise you in my, you know, and I'm like,
she's keeping beat.
Yeah, it was so, but it's stinking adorable, and I love it. But yeah, I've held on to it just for that reason. I'm like, I wanted to make it someday so I can like release that and enjoy it and have everyone enjoy it when she's young, just like Kane and Taylor there. So that's gonna do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and the reviews are in for the 7-day reset. Some people have already gone through this and taken it. It's basically accepting the challenge to listen to Way FM for 7 days straight and only just listen to that and see how that changes your mood, your attitude, but then also go through our 7-day reset Bible study, going through the book of John and seeing how that factors in with this and what it does for you.
Yeah, and you can text DAY, D-A-Y, to 91979. We'll send you a link that will take you straight there. That's DAY to 91979.
Like Michael said, I need to reset because I'm losing hope and finding myself questioning if God is even real anymore. That's a guy that needs a 7-day reset. And I'll tell you what, I'm not gonna throw stones at this guy. I get it. I understand it. I've been in like working in ministry now for what, 16 years, and there are still days I'm like, Lord, seriously, this is what we're doing here? You know, like, yeah. I doubt, I question, I get frustrated, you know?
Yeah, and that's why we always need that reset, like you're saying.
Absolutely, to kind of take you back to the basics. And that's what I find, for me personally, when I get into all the fine details or the debates and this, that, and the other, I lose the simplicity of what Jesus was and who Jesus was and what our faith is to be about, mm-hmm. you know? And I find when I reset and I get back to that, that more childlike faith, it all becomes way more clear.
And it's surprising that you can't get yourself into that childlike thinking of things because you are a child.
I know.
You know, like even at 55, you act like a 5-year-old.
I know, right?
So you would think.
If anyone's got childlike faith, it's me.
Right.
Yeah, I know, but I struggle with that, you know?
So if you struggle with it, imagine the others that struggle with it.
Absolutely. So maybe you found yourself in that or you just find yourself kind of blah about faith. This might be just a thing. It's 7 days. It's real easy. It's not hard to commit to. And then see what happens at the end of 7 days. What's the worst that happens? What's the literal worst that could happen to you is you listen to a great radio station and you read the Bible. Even if you went no further than that, mm-hmm. that's the worst that's going to happen to you.
It's a win.
Oh, the best that's going to happen to you is you finish the Bible study. At the end of that, you can enter to win tickets to go see Lauren Daigle for the Lauren Daigle weekend.
So now it's a win-win-win.
I know. It's pretty great there. So that's all happening right now. If you just text the word day to 91979. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. You might wonder how we pick the songs that we play because we have so many great songs. Well, you actually help out. Snap Judgment is where we play a little snippet of a song and we have an opinion. Then we play the hook, see if our opinion changes. And we do this for two songs. And then we ask you to tell us which song you want to hear more of on Way FM. And then we play a little bit more of that song. But our music director also listens to this segment. And it helps craft his opinions as well about what songs people like. Because that's what we want to do, is give you songs you like. So with that said, Lady Rock, what is our first song?
Well, first I want to say, you remember that old hymn, "To God Be the Glory."
I love it. It's almost like I'm back in a church with hard pews and hymnals that smell odd.
Well, this one is called "God Be the Glory."
Okay, not "To God Be the Glory."
Nope, dropping the "to" and just going with "God Be the Glory."
You know, I'm not sure how I feel about that. I feel like the "to" needs to be there, but that's okay. Let's see if it matters for the song or not.
Whatever comes my way, I will always praise your name.
Okay, it's building. I like to see where it's going
to
go.
But is it building to anything?
I hope it has the word "to" in it. I hope it's building to the word "to."
Well, what if he does all that and then it goes into "to God"?
Okay,
be
I'll be
the
good
glory.
With that. But if it goes into pause, "God be the glory," I'm not going to be good. And I will be out no matter who it is. So here we go. Here's the hook. Oh, he had it. He had it in there. Okay. All right. He had it in there. Now, I'm sorry. I just skipped past the whole snap thing, and that's my fault.
He was too eager to get to the two. Yeah.
I really needed to know.
We were like, wait, we didn't even say what we thought about the snap.
I know, but I needed closure on the two.
Quickly.
So I like where it's building. It's kind of anthemic, and I love that it had the word "to." Had it not had the word "to," I'm 100% out. But as it turns out, I am 100% in. So thank you.
Another example as to why we call you the drama king.
Uh-huh. Really? Was that dramatic? I don't think it's dramatic at all.
A little bit.
Okay, so Betty Rock, where are you at? In or out?
In the snap, I was out.
Yeah.
But with the hook, I'm in.
You're
I
in.
Really
okay.
like it. I okay. like that it built up, and I'm not as enthusiastic about the "to." I mean, I can take it or leave it.
Well,
but
that's because you lack conviction. Like, there are certain things that you will not fight for. Oh, it's one word over there, Gavin.
Yes, it is.
But it's one important word.
It's not like they took "God" or "glory" out. They just took the "to" out.
In grammar, it's almost as important. You know? It's like,
you wouldn't know. You don't know where to place commas.
That is a whole other mystery. But, Gavin, are you in or out?
I'm in. I like the original song. It starts with "to God," but this ends with "to God." I like the change there.
Okay, so we're all on the same page. We're all glad it had the word "to" in it, and we like the song. We're all in on the hook. Okay, so that's song number one. We do have a second song to play, and again, you're going to get to decide. Maybe you want the one that has the "to" in it, or maybe you want the next one. We'll do that in 10 here on The Wally Show. Lady Rock, what is song number two called?
This one is called These Days. These Days.
By Lauren Daigle. These are the days.
That's called These Are the Days. This one is just called These Days.
That's unfortunate that they named it These Days. Or is it? Maybe it confuses people. Okay, here's the snap. Stay when it gets hard to love with open arms. It does definitely sound like Lauren Daigle.
mistaking that.
On steroids. No, not that's not that. I don't know who the artist is, so it's not a thing about them. Anyway, so I just made it. Lauren was big and bulky, like this person. Anyway, I like that snap. Actually, I am definitely in on that snap.
I'm out.
You out? Okay.
Yeah, I'd rather. I want to hear the hook. I might still be in. Might go in, but right now, no.
Okay, Gavin.
Yeah, just. It sounds like something I've heard a bunch of times, so I'm out for now.
That's fair. That's fair. That's why we do this. All right, now here is the hook of These Days. I know we were born to shine bright in a dark world that needed some light. Don't have to be afraid. Maybe we were made for these days. Ooh. I like that. I actually like that the pause there. Maybe we're made. Pause for these days. I like songs with pauses in it. It gives me a second to think, and I just contemplated all of that stuff in that little pause. Split second, my life passed before my eyes, and there I was.
I would like to stop talking about the pause and say that I like the message behind the song.
So are you in or out?
I'm in because I like the message.
I actually really do. The message too, but the pause really spoke. Because sometimes it's in the pauses where we learn a lot about life. Gavin.
Oh my goodness. I was actually out until the pause.
My explanation.
The pause in general.
Yes, Gavin.
It was just again average to me, but then that changed things up.
To the pause, I'm telling you, man. All right, so this is a tough decision because we all three ended up on the hooks for each of these two songs as in. So now you get to help us make this decision. Which of these two songs do you want to hear more of? Do you want to hear more of God Be the Glory? Or These Days? Pause These Days. Like, now you won't ever hear that without the pause. Mm. All right, so which one do you want to hear more of on WayFM? Which one connects with you for whatever reason? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Uplifting WayFM. This is The Wally Show. Lindsay, welcome to Snap Judgment, where the power is yours. You get to decide which of these two songs that we've played you want to hear more of on WayFM, and all you have to do is tell us which one and why. So is it song number one, God Be the Glory, or song number two, These Days?
Song two.
Song two, These Days. Oh, that is a good one. Now, Betty Rock, who is that by?
That one was by Jeremy Camp.
Okay.
The song that you passed up on, God Be the Glory, that was We Are Messengers.
You know, the Jeremy Camp one, it sounded like him a little bit, but then it didn't sound like him, you know, and then it did again. And so it was a roller coaster ride I was on. Why'd you pick that one, Lindsay?
We recently had a death in our family. And so while it was a tragedy, so that song really spoke to me immensely and just really enjoyed it. And I really liked the beat as well.
All right, well, there you go. Lindsay has proclaimed it, and so we have to do what she says. It is song number two, These Days, by Jeremy Camp for Lindsay on Snap Judgment today.
These days, my heart's always on the run. These days, the world's spinning out of control.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting WayFM. This is The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Back in the early 2000s, Jessica Alba was a 20-something-year-old actress getting A-list movie offers. But these days, at 42, she's taken on more of a mom role.
Okay, I've seen her in some of those roles.
Yeah, in a recent interview, Alba admitted her oldest daughter, her name is Honest, made being mom difficult.
Oh, she's her talking about oldest. Her kid being difficult? That's unusual.
Yes. She said they constantly found themselves fighting, and it got so bad that Alba decided the best solution was for them to go to group counseling.
Oh, boy.
So at the time, her oldest was 11.
You're in a group therapy session with an 11-year-old?
Yeah.
How did things get to that point?
I don't know. You just can't speak into them. They don't listen, and you're just at your wits' end.
Yeah, and I just don't know. Like, is it this life of privilege, and that led to it, or did she just have a difficult daughter? It's really hard to judge.
Yeah.
Because you can be the best parent in the world, and you can have a kid that just fights you and won't listen.
Yeah, look at your parents.
I know. My mom was amazing, and I was not. But then, or sometimes you don't do your kids any service thinking you're going to be their best friend. Mm-hmm. Instead of being their parent, and there hits a point where you're like, oh, am I too late? You know?
Well, Jessica Alba is glad that she made the decision for group counseling. It gave Honest, her daughter, a chance to be open and honest about the things that drive her crazy. Yes.
Yeah, you're a kid. Who cares?
And it gave Alba the ability to have someone else outside of their family tell Honest that her mom is ultimately just looking out for her and being a good mom.
I'm really frustrated for women who don't have a good relationship with their daughters, because that's supposed to be your best friend. Like, that's your mom is a person that is going to go through thick and thin for you, mm-hmm. and will always be there, kind of thing. And when daughters don't realize that and they fight them, it breaks mothers' hearts, you know, and moms want to just be close to their daughters.
Maybe it just takes some group counseling.
Maybe so. I mean, I'm sad that it got to that point, but at least for them, if it's working. I think the group therapy stuff, especially if you're marriage counseling or family counseling, it is a good idea to have an outside voice that can be honest and be impartial and say, no, you're misreading the situation, or no, you're wrong here, and this person's right. And if everyone agrees to abide by what this person says, then you can make some headway there.
And it's healthy.
Man, it's sad that it's dealing that with an 11-year-old, but at least they're making progress. So ultimately, that is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. You may have heard something in a song on Way FM that sounds like it's from the Bible and wondered, where's that at? Well, wonder no more.
So today we're looking at the song Praise You Anywhere by Brandon Lake. And this one's actually got a lot of Bible references in it. We'll start with the verse here.
Sometimes you gotta dance through the darkness, sing through the fire, praise when it don't make sense. Sometimes you gotta stare down the giant, worship from the lion's den.
Did you pick up what he was laying down there?
Stare down the giant.
Yep, there you go. That's lion's David and Goliath. Den. Daniel in the lion's den. Sing through the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those there. And those are references to, Bible people, characters in the Bible who worship God in the face of persecution. And, in the face of insurmountable circumstances. And I'm sure we all feel we have those same things today, where we might not be in a literal lion's den, but we can feel like it at work when our jobs conflict with our faith, or we might not be facing a literal giant, in a battle to the death, but we can have giants in our lives that we need God's help in defeating. But the part of the song I really want to focus on here today is actually this part.
I'll praise you anywhere. Praise, give him praise.
So he is worthy of all of our praise. And there are a lot of verses about praise in the Bible. I know, I looked up a bunch of them. and so there's one in Psalm 96:4 where it says, praise, give him praise, give him praise in my highest grace, give him praise. And ironically, it shows up again the same way in 1 Chronicles when David brought the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. And it's interesting that this made its way into the Bible twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it must be important about giving God praise in the highest because he is worthy to be praised. And I think we forget that sometimes. We forget the reverence of God because we want to make him our daddy and our buddy and our friend. But I think sometimes we forget to stand in awe of him. Mm-hmm. I know I do.
Yeah, and it sets you in the right frame of mind.
Yeah.
And to it reminds you of the truth. I think there's something about worship music that it reminds you of the truth of God. Instead of reading the word, you could do that, but sometimes singing it makes it so much better.
Yeah, you feel it a little bit more sometimes. So there you go. That is Brandon Lake, Praise You Anywhere, and that's where that's at. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I had some friends that had something scary happen to them. Their house got broken into, and you know, like I can't even imagine what that would feel like. Honestly, you would be scared to be in your house for a little bit. I think it would probably normalize over time, but at first I would be nervous, or every noise I heard I would be freaked out. And then you start to think about all the things that you lost, and you're like, did they steal my Rolex watch, insurance agent? I think they did, you know? so you go through your house, like, okay, what did they take? What's here and what isn't here? I think that would be difficult to figure out.
I also think it would be easy to be insulted by the things that they didn't take.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you're like, this is my prize cat hair sweater collection.
Right. And why would they not have taken that?
Why would you not take that?
It's valued at tens of dollars. all right, so let's talk about this. What is something that if someone were to unfortunately break into your house, what is something you're like, oh, I wish they would take this? And it could probably be something from your spouse. Like, I wish they would take my wife's collection of giant leg jeans.
Oh, really?
She loves big leg pants for some reason. Look at me. My pants, I'm trying to get them smaller and smaller. And she likes...
She should wear yours, and you should wear hers.
Trade. Yes, we've Freaky Friday, you know, we've switched bodies. Gavin, what is something that you would like, if someone broke into your house hypothetically, that you would like to have stolen?
My wife has a terrifying, like utterly terrifying collection of old dolls
that were
given to her. Mm. They aren't displayed anywhere per se in the house. There's not a shelf with them. Or
thank the Lord.
They're deep in a closet.
Okay.
But in a way, I still know that they're there.
Gavin's like, I don't sleep at night.
I'd feel a lot safer in my home just knowing they didn't exist.
I get that. I 100% get that. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll throw this out to you. We love having you on the show with us. What is that thing? And it probably will be something from your spouse. What is that thing that you wish would get stolen of your spouse's from your house if there were a break-in? 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that thing maybe of your spouse that you were like, man, I wish they would have taken this?
Well, it is my wife. And I've got to say, it would have to be the cat.
You don't like the cat, huh, bud?
This cat is so scary. It always gets up in my face in the middle of the night and wakes me up staring at me with those evil eyes.
I take it you're not a cat person. So are you a dog person?
Absolutely. And even my dogs are scared of the cat.
Sounds like you don't need a break-in. You just need to leave a door open and your problem is solved. Well, bud, we appreciate you being on the show with us today.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And, you know, we're in that time of year in the winter where you get all these storms and ice storms and even wind storms and stuff that knocks out your power. And you can be without power for a while. And, you know, one of the things you want to do is make sure you don't open your fridge or whatever. But then if you've been out of power for a while, is the stuff still good? I have a scoop on how to help tell if things have gone bad in your freezer, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here's what you do.
You don't just stick your head in, take a sniff, and say, yep, that's right.
Well, no, because it's been frozen, so you're not going to. It's like, so say power goes out. And then it does thaw, but then power is restored and you don't open it. You know, you're like, oh, it was a freezer. We didn't want to open it. It comes back. Everything's refrozen. And then you're like, wait a minute. Is this still good?
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you leave like a cup of water, frozen water, in the fridge during the winter. Okay. Or in the freezer during the winter. And you put a quarter on it. Okay. And so if your power goes out and everything thaws, that cup will thaw as well. And the quarter will sink to the bottom. So if the quarter is at the bottom, you know that everything completely thawed and then refroze when you went back to it. Now, if the quarter's in the middle, it means your food is still good. Betty, like, you look super confused.
No. I would not trust a quarter on in a water cup when it comes to chicken.
How else are you going to tell?
This makes total sense.
I would just throw away any meat product that was in my freezer.
I'm sorry, Miss Richie Rich. I'm sorry, I'm not going to risk bad chicken.
I'm sorry, I don't want salmonella.
Yeah, I mean, no. So this trick, if you're not from old money like Betty. And you have to watch the money that you spend on things. And this is a way that you can find out if your frozen food is still good or not after a power outage. So there you go. That's your scoop for today. I'll try to find one that's a little more upscale next week for Betty. Something that
more bougie, if you will.
Something that the 1%ers can all benefit from.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.